7:41 now, and the Supreme Court's recent Hobby Lobby decision empowered employers for religious reasons to deny women insurance coverage for certain types of birth control. Some viewed it as an attack on women's rights to an important component of health care. Joining us this morning is Democratic Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. He is introducing legislation in the Senate to address that Supreme Court decision. Senator Kaine, welcome back. Always good to have you with us.
Thanks, Mike and Joan. Good to be with you guys this morning.
So what are you trying to accomplish in the measure here? And I notice, I don't think you have a bunch of co-sponsors. I don't think one of them is a Republican, though.
Yeah, it is. We're going to see today because we'll have an initial vote today or tomorrow to proceed to the bill. But basically, I was very disturbed at the Hobby Lobby ruling that came out in the Supreme Court because I viewed it, frankly, not as a ruling at all about religious liberty, and I'll explain why in a second. Instead, I viewed it as a ruling that was very focused on kind of an anti-contraception ideology that I find very surprising. Why don't I think it was a religious liberty decision? Well, the Supreme Court in the case confronted the notion that, you know, some religions say transfusions are against their doctrine. Some say vaccinations are against their doctrine. There's a whole series of religions that have sincere beliefs against other medical practices. But the Supreme Court took pains to say, don't worry, you don't have to worry about these. This is just about contraception. And if it's just about contraception, if that's the only sincerely held religious belief that they're going to say can excuse an employer or allow an employer to take coverage away from employees, I think this was more of an anti-contraception decision than a religious liberty one. I think contraception access is very important. It's important to women who need it to help plan pregnancies, but also many women use contraception for a whole variety of other medical conditions, some related to reproductive rights and some related to other conditions, and it's important for them to have it, and it's expensive if they can't have it covered through coverages. But in addition, contraception access is good for society. We've seen significant declines in teen pregnancy in the last 20 years. We've seen significant declines in the number of abortions in this country in the last few years, and most attribute it to contraception access. So what I would say to the Hobby Lobbies of the world, if you're an individual or a corporation or a church and you don't believe in contraception, you can take to the airwaves, run a newspaper ad, go out on the street and try to persuade people not to use contraception. But using the legal processes to try to whittle down and reduce access to contraception for people, even those who do not share your moral point of view about it, is way over the line. And that's what this bill aims to remedy.
However, Senator, to be fair to Hobby Lobby, the female employees weren't denied contraception coverage at all because the company still pays for 16 types of birth control. It was the types of birth control that could be used more as an abortion type birth control. So they're not denying their female employees coverage. But
well,
they
are
types.
In those foreign. They're denying their female employees the ability to choose their contraceptive method. That's what they're doing.
Okay.
And as a corporation, I do have some questions about the whole notion of corporations having religious rights. The whole idea of a corporation is you establish a legal entity that is separate from the individual owners. And the reason you do that is the owners do it to protect their own assets from liability. So if a corporation takes an action, the owner's personal assets cannot be attached if the corporation is liable for something.
Mm-hmm.
So owners set up corporations to separate their individual assets from any corporate liability. It seems odd that they would get that protection, but then they would be able to say, oh, but we want our corporation to exercise our religious views, even over the objections of employees who have completely different religious views.
You were discussing moral point of view and those who don't necessarily share the same moral point of view. Where are you on this as an individual? I've heard you speak, you know, often about your own faith. Is this a conflict for you?
No, I am a deep believer in religious liberty. I'm a lifelong Catholic. I was a missionary in Honduras 30 years ago. And, you know, guys, as a Virginian, the First Amendment, the whole notion of religious liberty was first put into American law when Thomas Jefferson drafted the Statute of Religious Freedom in Virginia in 1780. It was then made part of the First Amendment by James Madison. Religious liberty is incredibly important, and that's why I would fight vigorously to protect the right of an individual, certainly a church, a nonprofit organization, even a corporation. If a corporation thinks that birth control is a bad thing, then they can put it in the employee newsletter, don't use birth control. They can run a newspaper ad. They can run TV ads. They can do whatever they want. But when they try to basically reduce contraception contraception access to women, even women who are of different religions or don't share their moral points of view, in my view, that's an infringement of religious liberty. We give people the right to exercise their religion as they see fit, but the First Amendment also forbids the establishment of any particular religious view as the official view. Jefferson had the notion that people ought to be able to make their own moral decisions. And so on matters like this, which are important matters, a woman should make her own decision, consulting her own moral point of view and her own medical calculation, and she should be free to do that, and she shouldn't be burdened by, you know, government rules that get in her way or big employers that try to, enforce their religious views on her.
All right.
Very good. Got to leave it there. Thank you so much, Senator, for joining us this morning.
Okay, take care.